Now, from foster care to Medicare, the House and Senate are still working on separate versions of the prescription drug bill. The goal is to make drugs more affordable for low-income seniors, many of them on Medicare. President Bush says he wants this settled by the end of this year. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca spoke with the Federal Medicare Administrator, Tom Scully, about a new plan to advertise Medicare to seniors. If you go outside and look up into the sky, you might see it.
Tom Scully, when the crowd at last Saturday's college football game between the universities of Tennessee and Alabama looked up, what did they see?
Well, it was a blimp, and it was 100% my idea, so people don't like it. You don't have to look far to figure out who to blame. It's 100% me. I just knew that blimps, you know, I don't think the Saturn blimp gets a lot of attention. I knew that a 1-800-Medicare blimp would get a lot of attention, some good, some bad, but it would get a lot of free press, and that's what it's designed to do.
So come on, you don't want a free ride out of this?
I haven't been on the blimp, but I've been too busy with a Medicare conference and trying to get a drug benefit done to get there. But if it would help get more reporters to write stories and stick 1-800-Medicare on the front page, I'll do whatever it takes.
That's 1-800-Medicare?
1-800-Medicare, yep.
How much does blimp advertising cost these days?
The way it works, basically, is if you fly over a football game, you provide the blimp and the cameraman, and it's basically a swap. They get to use your camera for free, and they have to agree to do three or four different, you know, shots from CBS or ABC of your blimp and say, you know, 1-800-Medicare, your source from healthcare information. And it's kind of a trade-off. So the cost of us leasing the blimp and putting it up for about 4 months and flying around the country is about $600,000, and I think it is the single most cost-effective advertising we do.
If your program takes off, no pun intended, do you think other government agencies might use, I don't know, Skyriders to promote Section 8 housing vouchers or anything like that?
Well, obviously, you look at the Army. We spend about $30 million a year educating 41 million seniors and disabled. I think if you look at the Army, they spend four or five times that trying to recruit soldiers. I mean, the fact is, we're trying to recruit seniors to be better informed. And I think it's the right thing to do. And obviously, you know, I'm a conservative. I worry about government waste, too. But I think this is a very good idea. And I think it's very good promotion. And it's a very cost-effective way to do it.
Thomas Scully, the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca.